Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4 Mix Number
28.
Yeah, welcome to the Halala Show. This mix is brought to you by GoTime Bank. Yeah, woo-woo-woo, sponsor.
Yep, you know what? With no missions or limits to worry about, GoTime Bank offers a 5% per annum interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag it's GoTime for simple, sustainable, and secure savings.
Yes, hashtag simplify savings with GoTime Bank. Dude, I use GoTime Bank. I put a lot of my money in there because really 5% per annum interest rate. And if you want to do that, super simple, just download the GoTime Bank app and you can open an account today. It only took me, what, like 10 minutes to do it?
I know. Amazing.
Yeah, so go get the app and check out GoTime Bank today. Anyway, welcome to the Halala Show. For all the first timers out there, this is the Halala Show where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. We have a little beatboxer in the background over there. That's Rica Garcia. She does garage music. She's in the UK.
There's a genre of music here. It's called drum and bass. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Is it like R&B?
A lot of people like it. It's, no, it's more of like rave.
Ooh,
like for raves.
That's definitely something I don't listen to.
I know, same. But I'm not saying that it's bad. It's just that I don't listen to that type of music.
Right.
Also, you know what I just realized?
What's that?
I don't think we're recording on Zoom.
Okay. Right. Well, you know what? I'm just going to record here right now.
Right now. Oh. There we go. The professionalism.
It's giving the podcast. Professionalism.
It's giving pre-production meetings yeah. for like 5 minutes. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so anyway, welcome to the podcast. This is Rica and that's JC. If you guys don't know, I live here in the UK and JC lives in the Philippines. But it's like we're connected, you know, conjoined hands.
Yes.
Through the internet.
That's exactly how I was going right to describe it.
I know. Conjoined. Mali yata yung term ko. But anyway.
Joined.
Joined lang pala. Yeah. Pag conjoined, like, they're like.
Inseparable.
Magkadikit, diba? Inseparable. Yeah. I know. Anyway. So this is the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun. But even though it looks like it's just a mixture of random little things, we do have some structure.
Yeah.
Am I right?
We do. We start with our lives called Where You Been. So we talk about all the stuff that we did, all the movies that we watch, all the cycling that Rika's going to probably force down your ear holes today.
Oh, yeah.
I see your Instagram post, friend. I don't know what's going on, but I'm excited for you. I see
it. Right? Isn't it so exciting?
I'm so hyped for you, bro. And then after that, we do our TTs, our trending topics for the week. We have a lot, actually. So we had to even make one an odd Debo, which we will do today, we swear.
we promise. Swear.
What are our TTs for the day, Rica G?
Okay, so we're going to talk about this one issue that went viral on Facebook where a person got cookies from an unmanned stall, but they did say that they were going to pay in the future, like through you know, like transferring money or whatever. Mm. But there was a whole discussion around it. And I feel like it's also interesting to talk about because we have been in their shoes where you're like tempted to, I'm going to pay them later.
Yes.
So I want to talk about it. We want to talk about it. And then after that, we are also going to talk about...
Mimia.
What's next? Oh, there we go. Mimia. Yeah, Mimia gave some solid advice for me, on an interview. And I want to know, we want to know what you think.
Both sides. I mean, a lot of people really thought the advice was sound. A lot of people were like, that's a little bit mata pobre is the word that was thrown around.
Okay.
It was thrown around after what Mimia said. And then our last TT of the day, the hottest issue from the week that was all over my Twitter feed and TikTok. We're talking about YouTuber and actor Aura. How do you say her last name? Brigelia?
Brighella.
Brighella. Aura. We're talking about that. I think. Known as Aura. If, you know Aura.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, but her pronouns are her, she, her, right?
I keep seeing them being thrown around both sides, but I'm going to go with her.
Okay.
I'm going to go with her. So her.
Yeah.
So we saw her in a video, viral videos that went online, including CCTV footage. We also saw video of how what was happening with the police and just also a lot of side accounts as to what actually happened. So we're going to kind of dive into that and see. You know, I don't think we're going to come to any definitive conclusions today, but we'll give you both sides to show you like the whole story.
So I'm on her Instagram and it says here that her pronouns are she, her.
Just there saying. There we go.
There we go.
And then our last thing, the odd diva that we will definitely do and not trick you this time. Because, well, A, because it is also more, it's more related to the Philippines, actually, in this case. Mm-hmm. It involves flying money. And that's what makes it a little bit odd. And kind of, yeah, there's a, like a little inspirational
story. Would you
story
do the same?
It. We'll see. We'll talk about that. But there's there was an incident where a carrier of money, like he was transferring money in cash.
Yeah.
He was doing it on the road, and then his bag opened. A zipper was broken, pala, and up to 4 million pesos worth of cash in flying bills was seen. And there was a viral video of it online, and it's like something out of a dream. You know, when you dream, and then there's money raining from the sky. That's what it looked like. So we'll discuss that at the end of the podcast. But shall we begin with where you been?
Yes.
All right.
For sure.
I'm first, right?
Yes.
All right. So this week was a pretty busy week, man. I didn't have that many hostings. I had one gig. I talked a little bit about it last week, so I think I can share it now. Remember I told you they told me to prep to not shower. Well, not shower. Not shower, but to like not shave and whatever. It's because I was playing a construction worker at a cement plant. And they wanted to, you know, make me look rugged. Because when I'm clean shaven and I sleep for 9 hours a day or whatever, I don't look like I work super, like, what do you call that? Blue collar. I don't look like a blue collar worker. And I guess they wanted to give me that vibe. It was done at a plant in Bulacan. So the drive there, I drove there early morning. It was like an hour and like a half drive. And it was a really cool plant, man. Like I've never been inside. I don't know. I feel like that's something that most people can't do unless you really work in that industry. Man, it's really advanced in there, Rika G. Like it is. There's like machines that are packing the bags and everything. It looks like a death trap if you don't. You know, that's why we had to go and do like a safety orientation when we got in. And basically, my job on that day was to be an on-cam speaker for a recruitment video that they're making. So it's like I'm
telling
them.
Wait, so you weren't acting?
Not real.
In my head, initially, you were like part of a cast
or
something.
No, not, it wasn't part of a show. But I was acting in a sense because my name was Sam and I'm an engineer at that place. that was
go
what
Sam.
I was doing. I was a Sam and I was an engineer. And it was a cool like the first half of the shoot was really cool. Like it was smooth. I was doing everything. Like I memorized my lines. But then I was talking about this on my solo podcast. Man, I had for the first time in what I would say is a long time, I had like a mental block in the second half of the shoot, man, where I could not for the life of me remember the lines. And I felt like such an amateur. And I felt so bad because, you know, I'm sure you've done these kinds of shoots before. The shoot ends when you're done with all the takes, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I was the one holding everyone back, man, because I freaking could not remember my lines. And I'm pretty good at doing that. It's just there was, I don't know. It's like I described it as writer's block, but in hosting form, where I could not string two sentences together because I couldn't remember the next one. I felt so awful, man. And
did you have to like say it word per word, or can you improvise in the middle?
That's the thing. Like there were some lines where I could improvise, but there's a lot of, since it's a recruitment video, they had a lot of technical terms that they wanted me to make sure that I said. And I guess that was part of the challenge. But even then, so like I just really felt like I was not able to perform my best. I felt so awful, dude, at the end of the day. And they were so cool. They were so nice and everything too, so supportive. the crew and the client. They were there. They were so nice to me. But I just felt that I even said it on my podcast. I was like, man, that you talk about all the time, that imposter syndrome stuff.
Yeah.
I really felt, I was like, man, what am I doing here? Do I deserve to be here, man? I felt so bad, bro. Like,
did they make you feel?
No, like, that's what I'm saying. They were so nice.
They wanted to leave.
No, okay. I could tell after the 10th
I get it.
Like, they were like hoping I could get it right, but they weren't ever like, come on, bro. But oh my God, I'm still thinking about it today. But they were so professional and everything. So yeah, I did that, man. That was my win/loss for the week.
These are the type of thoughts that will creep in when you're awake at like 3 a.m. when you're in bed and you're like, you're supposed to be all good, but then you remember this and you get embarrassed for no
real
reason.
Man. So I'm hoping I just want to bounce back from that, which I will do probably tomorrow. I have a hosting. I told you the 50th birthday that I talked about hosting. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Moving on to stuff that, other stuff that I did this week. So it's Marissa's birthday week. We went to two things. So the first one was at what's the name of that place? It's in Alabang. Molito. Molito. And it's called, and I always forget the name because in the way they write it, it's upside down. So nakakainis yun. Carrejos Locos. Yeah, so they have like Spanish food. I don't know if it's new because I don't go to Molito all the time. But they had paella, their paella, and then they had this roast beef slice, which was so good. So yeah, we hung out with her friends. She hung out with her friends. I just stood there and listened to them.
Existed.
I just existed, right? And then yesterday, we went with her family naman to one of my favorite places that I think is not talked about enough. I don't know, maybe because it's not, because they only have one or maybe they only have two branches, but the main branch is in QC. Near like ABS-CBN and GMA. I highly recommend this to any QC people out there or anyone who just wants to go to QC if it's not too far. It's called Pepe Tons.
Ooh. Oh, I saw this on your Instagram.
Oh my God, it's so good, man. They have the crispy pata. It's called Kapalmux. Kapalmux. That's what they call it. Oh.
Yeah.
It's so good. Pata. Their sisig is solid. I would say their sisig is top tier. And everything is so good and so affordable. It's one of those family-style Pinoy restaurants. Very, very affordable. So Pepe Tons is what I would highly recommend you go there. And then, I mean, other than that, man, those were my like kind of busiest things going on in the week. I did watch a lot of stuff, though. Netflix, we watched the Bloodhounds, that Korean drama about the two boxer guys. And it was really good up until like the ending. Like they didn't land the ending, so I don't know if I would recommend it overall. It was a fun watch, but it's a revenge story. Like they're just trying to get back at some gangster loan shark guys. The action is really cool. It's all like fist fighting. Because in Korea, I was always wondering this. In Korean shows, they don't really have that many guns. Unlike American shows where they have like machine guns and stuff. In Korean shows, they usually use bats and knives, and it's kind of weird. You're like, why are these guy gangsters carrying metal pipes instead of a shotgun? It gives room for a lot of hand-to-hand combat, and the action sequences are really good. And the leads are really, hot. So that's a plus, right? Hot dudes boxing people. So it's called Bloodhounds. The one movie I would recommend that I watched last night, it's on Netflix, so it's easily accessible. It's called Nimona. And I think you'd like it too, Rika. You remember I recommended Mitchell versus the Machines and you watched it and you enjoyed
yes.
it? Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's the same kind of vibe, the same kind of art style. The tone is a little more serious in terms of the storyline. The storyline is it's about this knight, but it's set in the future. So he still wears knight armor, but it's set in a cyberpunk kind of future. And then there's something happens and he has to clear his name. And there's this character named Nimona who, I won't spoil it for you, but just go watch it without watching the trailer. It's really good. Nimona. It's on Netflix. That's the movie I would recommend for the week. And TV shows, I have been, besides Bloodhounds, I have Disney Plus now that I got from a sketchy Reddit post. Did I tell you about that?
What do you mean? Like their account?
So I was on... So I was on a... there's a subreddit called PH Classifieds. So there, people post stuff for sale. Para siyang Craigslist, right? So, or OLX in a sense. So people post stuff that they're selling. And there was a time, maybe a month ago, where someone said, looking for someone who wants a Disney Plus subscription for 100 pesos, right? And all I had to do was send them the money, and then they would give me access. And I thought it was kind of sketch, but I was like, you know, 100 pesos, I'll give it a shot. And I sent it, and they gave me the thing, and I've been watching Disney Plus for 100 pesos a month ever since. So
wait, you give 100 pesos a month?
Yeah, a month.
You give 100 a month?
Yeah, I just send it to them. So 100 pesos lang, and it's legit, bro. Because it's premium. Because the premium, I think, is like 200 something or 300 something per month. So I'm saving money. I just share an account with three other siguro Redditors that found the same thing. Yeah, so because of that, I finally watched Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Disney Plus TV show, and I've been starting on Secret Invasion. It's three episodes in. It's the new Disney Plus Marvel TV show, and I enjoyed Obi-Wan a lot, and I'm currently enjoying Secret Invasion a lot, and that is my week, friend Finn. What about you and cycling?
Grabe.
What is going
Grabe.
On?
No, I'm just gonna comment on what you just said. Oh, yeah. But I cannot believe talaga that, you know, like the Marvel universe is getting so
big.
It's like getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I get why there are some people who are like, I don't know if I wanna watch, like, you know, the Spider-Man movie or whatever. Yeah. Because sometimes it's so daunting to be like, oh, you need to watch this movie and this movie.
It's the fatigue, like the MCU fatigue is really setting in for a lot of people.
Pero grabe, even TV shows, wow.
Yeah, I think the thing, there was a comment, like someone said something about like, what's your hot take on the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I was reading a thread last night, and someone said, the fact that they were able to create the Infinity War saga, meaning everything from the first Iron Man all the way to Endgame, right? At the end, when everybody came together. The fact that they were able to do that and stick the landing and make it like what it was. It doesn't matter what Marvel does now. If they fail now, like if they keep doing stuff and no one's interested anymore, for me, it's just icing on the cake. That's what the commenter said. And I agree. Like, I will continue watching it, but even if I don't, like, I haven't watched She-Hulk, I haven't watched Ms. Marvel, because I don't know, I'm just not really, I tried to, and it kind of seemed a little boring, but I'm still supportive of it because they did the fans right. Through the Infinity War saga. That's how I'll see it. And
how many movies was that again?
It's like 30 plus movies, bro. It's like, I don't know, because Iron Man has three, right? Captain America has three. Hulk has one. Thor has three. Before Infinity War, he had three. And then you have to think about Guardians. You have to think about Ant-Man. Guardians have two before the Infinity War. Ant-Man had two. And I mean, I don't even know, like, what else.
Kasama ba Spider-Man doon?
Spider-Man had two before Infinity War.
But how come I feel like they have, like, seven?
Well, I mean, if you count, like... So, it's really, it's just so much stuff. Like, so many movies. And I think because they were able to do what they did, it doesn't matter now moving forward. Like, I will support them. No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. I might not watch everything, but I will be like, keep doing it, man. You deserve it. You deserve MCU.
And plus, I mean, like, for future fans, right?
Yeah.
They would want a library of stuff to, like, go through.
Yeah. Oh.
And money more, some people like She-Hulk. We don't know.
Yeah. True. Yeah, oh, Doctor Strange pala, diba? Doctor Strange also had Doctor a movie Strange, before, right? He has a lot more movies moving forward. So there's that. And of course, all the Avengers movies, right? There were, what, three of them as well, right? So all of that just was able to be rolled into a nice, tight little package at the end of Endgame is something that is like it's a cinematic achievement that I don't think has ever been done before, on that scale at least. Because there have been sequels and stuff for movies, and they've kind of ended on like a... you know, on a high note, but to have all of those things come together and kind of not really leave that many loose ends is impressive, I would say.
In one scene.
One
bro.
Scene.
In one scene. Scene they were all there.
Yeah, it was so crazy, man. Black Panther, I forgot. Black Panther, too.
Oh, right.
Right, Black Panther. Man. Anyway, where have you been, Rika G, this week?
Okay. This week I haven't really been out a lot. I'm going to start with last week after we recorded. I went to a networking event. Yes, I went to one. So it's called Talk to Dan. That's like the event.
Who's Dan?
So basically, Dan is just the person who set up the event.
I like
I guess.
Dan. I like Dan a lot.
Dan, we actually met Dan. Dan was there.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So it's Talk number two, Dan. And then basically it's for like people who want media jobs. So PR, casting, writing, you know, production, podcasting, basically everything TBH. Because right now, you know, everything has like media in it. Mm. So I went to the event. It was in like this very bougie corporate building in London, in central London. And I was like, wow, I would be really happy if I worked in this office. Because they have like, alam mo yung parang very Google, you know what I mean? Like they have their own cafe and
wow.
they have their own like
it's very,
restaurant
very,
and stuff
modern,
like that.
Very modern.
Yes, very modern. So it was a networking event, but at the same time, we also had like an activity to do. So there were representatives from all of these companies there who participated. So there's like Sony Music and Warner and, you know, all these PR agencies and media agencies. And then I got assigned to this one PR agency, which honestly, I would like to say that it's not my cup of, like, it's not my specialty, PR. I think it has like in the same vein as marketing, I guess, but it's not really my specialty. But I enjoyed working with them because the activity that we needed to do was, what if you need to like do marketing for Nespresso and this is what you need to do and you have to give out a PR package to an influencer and who's the influencer that you're going to get or whatever. So it feels like, because you know how in the Philippines, sometimes we are on the other side of that. Like we get PR packages, we get briefs,
yeah.
na parang what to post and the hashtag and everything. And although for us, sometimes it's a little hectic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Like sometimes before I would get stuff where they would ask me first if I wanted it. And I sometimes turn stuff down because I'm like, why do you want me for this?
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I get it.
So right in that activity, we were on the other side. You know, we were on the PR team thinking about what to put in the box, what to give away, and what are the hashtags, and who are the influencers, and stuff like that. So it was fun. But at the same time, it was also nerve-wracking because, you know, I don't know anybody there. And when people ask me, oh, where are you from? A lot of people connect right away when they say, oh, I'm from London, or I'm from Brighton, or I'm from Bristol. And then they get to talking right away. And then for me, because I wasn't from there, it was just really hard to like connect with people.
Okay.
But I did. Also, we discussed it. It's hard to make friends when you're older.
True.
When you're an adult. Okay. It's hard to make friends. But then again, this wasn't just like a normal event. It was, you know, for a career, I guess. Mm.
It's like a job fair. Well, not a job fair, but like a career fair in a sense. So
yeah.
So you explore different avenues.
But I did meet one person. Her name is Ren and she's an artist and she's just really cool. And I think her specialty is more of like, I want to say, besides art.
Graphic,
art,
like graphic,
you know,
art, graphic makes, design
like
stuff.
Graphic, yeah, like graphic designing and everything, which honestly I cannot do. But it's so cool to meet her and to meet everybody there. There was pizza. There were like free drinks and everything. So that was really fun.
The UK, like, do they have a special?
No,
UK?
It's the same.
Same lah. I'm just wondering.
I think it's the same.
You never know.
Dude.
Fish and chips pizza.
I mean,
come on, bro. Think outside the box, UK. Come on.
I think baka mas mahal lang yung pizza dito. And bro, I think in some ways, the food here probably for me is a little blander. And I'm not saying that. Like to shoot you down, like shoot down the food of UK, but maybe nasanay lang ako sa palate ng, you know, like in the Philippines, because in the Philippines everything is like
salty,
extra salty and extra tasty. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's
like
why
here,
our lifespan isn't as long as the people in the UK, probably, I would say, right? I mean,
probably.
High blood is not as prevalent, I would guess.
Diabetes,
right? Come on, man. If you had spent your life eating the bland fish and chips there for the most of your life, Rikiji, you probably would not have diabetes.
No, right bro, now. You can't. You can't say that to me because it's in my genes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, genetics.
It's in my genes, yeah. Anyway, after that, we went on a bike ride again, me and Ryan. We went to Guildford and we actually rode on this stretch of a road that had no cars and it felt like, you know, it was just really fun to bike. Mm. Because when there's like a looming threat of your death, you know, when you get hit by a car, true, sometimes it's no fun when you're riding a bike. But when it's just a stretch of road of like, you know, concrete, mm-hmm, and you can just ride let your ass rip away,
yeah,
let it rip. It was really fun. So anyway, we went to, dude, di namin alam, because we just saw a, what do you call this? A sign on the side of the road that says cafe, and then we went in, and then apparently it was like this baby farm thing, like a nursery farm.
Well, like so there were like for real babies?
For kids,
like real babies.
No, not just not actual babies, oh, not like wait, infants.
Wait, I don't get it. What does that mean? Like animals?
No, there were like llamas.
Okay, animals. And there were
pig,
okay,
baby pig.
Animals,
crazy. Dude.
That would be dark.
Can you imagine? Like you're in an episode of Black Mirror. No, but there were like llamas and horses and ponies, okay, and cute, everything. Cute. And then it was basically for kids because I feel like it's not really for adults, like a farm for adults. But it was fun. We had a coffee and then we just went back. What's significant about this week is actually it's the first week of the Tour de France, mm-hmm, 2023.
Yeah.
So you best believe I am on that shit every single day.
I love it.
Even if I have something to do, even if I'm on the I'm in the grocery store, even if I'm outside running or like
I know right now you're probably
whatever,
checking your phone, seeing what place your team is in while we're recording.
No, so the race starts in maybe I want to say 3-4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
So yesterday was stage 5. And it was very exciting because it was the mountain stages. And if you guys don't know, the mountain stages in the Tour de France, it's not just any mountain. It is super high and it's very steep to the point that at one point during the race, it was foggy. Mm. Like ganun katarik yung like the route
mountain
that they climb.
Wow.
That yeah. But what was exciting about the past few days, and I'm not gonna do every single day because this isn't the Tour de France podcast. There are dedicated
meron
ones for
ba?
That.
Do you listen? I'm sure you found some already.
Dude, meron. Yeah, there are a lot, and there are good ones
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's fun about the past few days on stage 3 and stage 4, my team won.
Woo!
So not my team, but the team that I'm rooting for.
That's your team,
so I'm
man.
Rooting
own
for
it. That's your team, girl.
I know. But I'm rooting for Appelsin de Kooning and I'm rooting for Jasper Philipsen, who's a Belgian rider. He's a sprinter and he won 2 stages of the Tour de France, which is such a big deal. And now he's wearing the green jersey. Because actually, if you guys are kind of, parang if your interest is piqued, I suggest you watch like those explainer videos on YouTube that, you know, explains why there's like a yellow jersey and the green jersey.
Oh, the ones that have my voice on
jersey.
It?
Yeah.
I have a Formula
ones.
One explainer video somewhere out there that I recorded.
Yeah, dude.
I don't
exactly
know what I was talking
things
about, but the script made me believe that I did.
It's those videos. But anyway, yeah, so he's basically at the top of like the sprinter category, Jasper Philipsen, and he's just really good. And I really appreciate, you know, the excitement and the entertainment that they provide. Because I feel like they know. Because aside from, you know what's also interesting about it? What I find interesting about it is they know that obviously they have sponsors on them. And it's like also a part of the race.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like hindi lang sila like nandun to just kind of like, to kind of just like be in the group or be in the race. But they're actually carrying names of, you know, people who pay them.
Yeah.
And sometimes what they do is they go ahead of the race just to have like a little bit more camera time.
Wow.
airtime. So yeah, it's a whole thing. But anyway, I'm just so excited because Jasper Philipsen is in the green jersey. And can I just say, he has a teammate. His name is Matthew Vanderpool, and I think he's from Denmark.
Okay.
Ang tawag mo sa taga Denmark?
Danish.
I want to say.
I think so.
And I don't want to be wrong.
It's also
but anyway.
Brit, so.
Tama ba?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's Danish. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But I'm actually not sure about Matthew Vanderpool now. Okay. Anyway, so. So he's like a lead out man. And I don't know how to explain why you need a lead out man when there's a sprinter. So basically it's the person in front of the sprinter that kind of like gets them in front.
Do they take in like the aerodynamics? Is it like in racing where if you like you get momentum from the person in front? Parang ganun.
No, it's more of like you don't get the power of like the wind.
When you're
right in front, you get the headwind and yeah. Nakakapagod siya. So right. Most of the time, people have like those so people in
shield,
front of
no?
them.
Parang siyang shield.
Ah. Basically, it's smart to have somebody in front of you and it's not smart to be in front the whole race got because it. You get the headwind, you get like...
Ganun ka pala
no.
It's got physics involved.
Yeah, dude.
That's how in-depth it is.
Like when you're inside that bunch, it's called the peloton. Mm. When you're inside that bunch, you actually save like 40% of your energy.
Wow.
And somebody who's let's say who's in front of the race, na wala na silang kasama, they expel a lot more energy than you.
Mm.
So it's just it's just being smart. So anyway, Matthew Vanderpool is like this amazing lead out man, which for me is like so fun to watch. Because hindi mo makikita kasi sa una eh, na parang, oh no, they might be lost and they might not be in front of the race anymore. And then biglang you see them. It's just so exciting, honestly, for me.
Do you watch it for, like, do you literally watch the, like, you watch
the
it in action?
Race.
Yeah, do you watch it for, like, hours?
Bro, this is what I don't get about myself.
Okay.
Because I cannot, for the life of me, watch a 30-minute like TV show Netflix.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a 5-hour bike race, I am on that shit for 5 hours. It's just so fun.
That's good. I mean, at least you found something that you can really watch. Because, I mean, basketball games alone are like 3 hours with all the timeouts and stuff. You see nobody saying like, oh, I can't believe you watched for 3 hours. So that's really cool, man. Like that you found something
it's fun.
That you were entertained by.
It's also fun and entertaining because the whole time there would be commentators and the commentators would say like, historical stuff or like food that's, food that's related to the place that they're in because, are doing the Tour de France and the route is different every year, they mix it up. It's kind of like a tourism brochure for people.
That's cool, man.
So apparently, and I didn't know, apparently like places, cities pay to be in the Tour de France.
It highlights the thing.
Exactly. It makes people want to go there because, they go to like these picturesque places.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I could honestly talk about it for, 5 hours, I believe.
And they're legit there. Like they're the legit places, right? Like,
yes.
It's not a TT this week, but the tourism video for the Philippines, we didn't include it this week as a TT.
I didn't even watch that.
Yeah, but basically the gist of it was the latest tourism video from the Philippines used stock footage from a different country, man.
No.
Yeah, bro.
That is so no.
I know we didn't make a TT this week, but that's just it's kind of appalling that's the way that they went. They couldn't have gotten better footage. I mean, we have so many beautiful places here. There should be a Tour de Philippines. And I think there would be so much, at least content in terms of...
Dude, our roads are shit.
That's true.
We would have to renovate every single road here. I don't know, bro. But anyway, so for people who are interested, the yellow jersey right now is... the yellow jersey right now is Jay Hindley. He's from Australia and he's from Bora Hansgrohe. And yesterday he actually was really good. It was a mountain stage. Like I told you at one point, it was very foggy. Yeah. Ganun sila kataas. But he maintained like the whole way. But obviously, it's so parang, it's something that sometimes I still can't understand that it's an individual sport, but it's still a team sport.
Yeah, because you get points, right? Like you get points for
every
leg.
Get points.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Jae Hyun Lee is the fastest one of the bunch yesterday. And then still in the green jersey, which is the sprinter, I guess, like the sprinter category, is still Jasper Philipsen.
That's your man.
I know. And then the polka dot jersey, this one is called the King of the Mountains. So they do have points again on certain like mountains. Mm. It's F. Gall. And it's a big deal because the past few days it's been with an American cyclist called Neil Paulus. And sayang lang, because he's been in the polka dot jersey for like 4 days. Mm. But it's still early in the race, so we still have a lot of racing to do. They still have a lot of like stuff to do, and this is just, you know, early.
Yeah, we have our local Halal Show correspondent on the ground.
I know.
We'll update you throughout the weeks.
But at the same time, it's very entertaining, honestly, for me. Every single day, the fact na parang iba-iba yung people who are in the podium, iba-iba yung tao na, you know, wearing the yellow jersey and the green jersey, because wearing a different jersey means it's a big deal. You're a big deal.
There we go.
You basically won. Parang ganun. That
nice.
Stage, ha? Anyway, it ends on July 25, okay. I want to say, because it's 23 days, pero may dalawang rest day.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Rika will keep you updated. Si correspondent Rika Garcia, live from the UK.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? But, so yeah, it's just very exciting and I can't wait for today. It's just fun to have something to look forward to every single day.
Nice, man.
Oh, also, can I just say, just one last shout out. I'm back when we were, when we had classes in uni, because right now we're just doing our final project. We did a podcast for this company called ACH, or this charity pala, called ACH. And at first, it was really just for our class, but they actually put it on their SoundCloud, on their website, and on all of their social media account. So you guys can check it out. Just search for ACH hashtag Rethinking Refugee. I'm the producer for the first episode, and I guess kind of a little bit like the voiceover also.
Whoa.
But it's about this amazing woman called Nessie, and she sells Egyptian cuisine online and through different events, and it's just really fun.
It's on
it's
Spotify?
Fun. I made it. No, I think it's on their SoundCloud, but if you guys go on their Twitter or Instagram, it's posted there. ACH Integrates, that's their Instagram and Twitter. Please check it out because I made that shit. No, not shit, but like I made that podcast.
You made it, man.
And
that's yours.
I made it. And it's posted on there. It's the first episode and I'm so happy. If they do decide to like make it a series and then they'd be like, oh, can you make it for us? I'd be down for it.
There we go.
Honestly. but yeah, check it out. It's ACH Integrates. And then the first episode... Oh, sorry. The first episode is up for hashtag Rethinking Refugee. There we go.
Congratulations, man. Finn, wapow. Shall we wapow to our first TT Rika G?
Oh, yeah.
We are talking
for sure.
About
okay.
cookies.
I know.
Cookies.
Here's the thing, okay? I really, really want to know what you think about it because I feel like we've been there.
Yeah.
For me,
maybe. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's been certain times that maybe I've encountered a similar scenario. But let's delve into what actually happened so that we can analyze it. So there was a Facebook user. Some reveal the name, some don't. So I'm just not going to reveal the name. I don't know if they're deserving of that backlash per se. But there was a Facebook user who went onto the account of the Manila Baker, so their Facebook page, and gave them a review. And the review was a negative one. Doesn't recommend the Manila Baker. So here's the post. Wanted to buy cookies in their unmanned kiosk at Podium. After waiting for 15 minutes, I got cookies and messaged their FB account to pay them through a transfer. The reply was berating messages instead. not surprising as another previous reviewer called the owner arrogant. I'm not expecting a gratitude for my, and here's the key word that's been thrown around this week, voluntary honesty. But professional communication is a minimum requirement of any business. Never buying here again. So the story was, as detailed here, is this person was at their podium branch of the Manila Baker. The stall said, like, be back. They went to the bathroom, yung staff. Yeah. So the person waited though for about 15 minutes. Wala pong bumabalik. So they took it upon themselves to grab two boxes of cookies and then message the account to later transfer the money to them. So in a sense, her quote-unquote voluntary honesty, that's what she did or that's what they did.
Here's the thing, okay? First of all, I feel like there are a lot of layers into this na parang, first of all, you know, the people who man the stall, their staff members, obviously they still need to go to the bathroom. They need to eat. They need, you know, they're human beings. Mm-hmm. So I feel like at that point, I just want to address na parang for me, maybe there should be some sort of understanding when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like getting it and then getting the product and then messaging them that I'm gonna pay naman in the future. Why are you getting mad or whatever?
Yeah.
Hindi naman ganun yung sinabi niya, but it's more of like, I'm gonna pay.
Right.
I don't think because that wasn't the deal in the first place. Cause if it was, because we know that there are like stalls and there are shops you know, around that has the voluntary or like the pay what you can system. But in this type of business, it's not, that wasn't the deal. Yeah. Hindi siya nakalagay na parang, yeah, you can take whatever, you can just pay us in the future. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just so weird for you to assume. Kasi if, let's say, sabihin lang natin, if you did take it and you did have that thought of, I'm gonna pay in the future, what is the difference with just stealing and then in the future just saying hindi magbabayad naman ako? I don't, honestly for me, hindi ko siya gagawin because I don't want to be
a criminal.
Like, I don't want to be a criminal and I don't want to be accused of being one. Na parang,
yeah,
diba? Because like the act in itself stands alone,
yeah,
for me.
It's a little bit
that
sketchy.
Act stands alone. Yeah, it's sketchy.
Yeah.
And plus, it doesn't set a good precedent for people who own businesses like this. Because we all know that, you know, in every business, obviously you need money not just for profit, but also to run it, to actually pay your staff, get the ingredients, pay for the stall, and everything. So it doesn't really work that way na mamaya na lang ako magbabayad. Can you imagine every single customer do that? Tapos what if wala silang kita for the day?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually, the one who complained actually showed the screenshots of the exchange between the owner or at least whoever was handling the Manila Baker's Facebook account. And the account said like something along the lines of, you know, if had you not paid for it, it would have been taken from the salary of the employees, which is another thing to kind of analyze as well. Like, kawawa din yung employee had they not paid. Although, yeah. I have to say, I mean, I appreciate the honesty of the customer to actually still pay, you know? I mean, at least on that end, I don't want to say props to them, you know, like, good for you, but at least they paid. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, they paid, but still, it was wrong.
Pero parang sa akin kasi, it's not that it's good that they paid. It's, they should pay.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hindi parang, uy, ang bait mo, nagbayad ka sa kinuha mo sa stall na hindi naman dapat kinuha.
Yeah, actually, I think that's why the term voluntary honesty is the one that, because there's memes now with the term voluntary honesty. Like, si Tino, who listens to this podcast, yung rusher, si Tino, it was a really funny tweet, something like, pumunta ako ng ano, ng Mac store, walang tao dun, so kinuha ko na lang.
So kumuha lang.
But I will, should thank me for my voluntary honesty.
Yeah, it sparks a big debate because we do, I mean, ako naman kasi, ako, I have no problem with those stores where they do have that.
Mm.
Like, pay what you can.
Right, right.
Pero kasi in this scenario, in this specific store, hindi yun yung transaction deal that they have. You know, you have to pay up front. It's just so weird. But I'm not saying din naman na parang masama yung person who took the, well, you know, who took
but
the
But medyo weird yung ano, bakit negative review? Diba?
Actually, diba? Ang
I mean, it should
eh.
be a positive review. Like, oh my gosh, I quote-unquote stole.
They and let they me let, do
they,
it.
They were okay with me, right? You know, I mean, at least well, sana ganun.
Can you imagine? Ako, in just like looking at it in a plain point of view, if like, let's say, hindi, ano ba, hindi, kumbaga pag wala yung ibang elements, isn't that just stealing?
Yeah, yeah, it is, man.
Diba?
It is.
Isn't it?
It's stealing, it's stealing with intention to maybe, I mean, you don't know who the person is, stealing with the intention of possibly paying later.
Hindi, kasi kung kunwari, ewan ko, parang for me napapakamot yung ulo ko because for me, that's just, yeah, that's stealing with explanation.
Yeah. And dude, how much, the thing that really gets me is how much of in a hurry are you that you,
yeah.
I mean, like, okay, get it, 15 minutes. I understand that is actually a pretty long time. Like restroom breaks normally should not be that long. And I understand mm-hmm. that aspect. Maybe the customer got pissed off. But dude, like, if you're in the mall, like, you're not just there. If that person was just there for the cookies, like that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, nagmamadali para saan? Like you had to give these cookies right away. I have to take these cookies right now because if I don't, it's urgent. I don't think so. I feel ko lang. I'm just kind of guessing here. How urgent was the need of these cookies that maybe you couldn't go window shopping for another few minutes and then come back before you leave?
Exactly. Right? Or di naman sila maubusan, you can come back the next day.
True.
That is just, you know what? So the owner actually also said that, sabi nga na, we are hoping that after this whole thing, she realized her actions were uncalled for. And I feel like what's also uncalled for is saying that it's a negative review towards them.
For
na parang
real.
Shooting them down.
That's crazy.
Even more.
That's the craziest like, aspect of it. I mean, besides the whole scenario being crazy, but being mad that they were okay with that is wild to me. Like for me, that's
I
like,
feel
wow,
like,
that I can't believe you let me do this and you're not mad at me. Like, thank you.
Feeling ko this person is just a little maybe entitled. Maybe that's the word that I wanna say.
They're entitled.
Entitled na parang, oh, you know, no problem. Go ahead, do it again. Alam mo yun, na parang porke na pagsabihan ka ng, you know, ng owner and the person who's actually whose business this is. Mm. Para magagalit ka na kaagad. That's a little strange to me.
Yeah. But on the plus side, I'm gonna guess that they're gonna get a lot more business now because
lapit
ko lang dito. I might just stop by and grab a box and pay for it on the spot like you're supposed to.
Parang nakabili na ata ako dito.
I've seen the stall, but I've never bought anything. So at least if there's any silver lining from this incident, it's that people who maybe were thinking of doing this are now afraid to do so because you shouldn't. And B, hopefully they get a good business from it, you know?
I do agree. I think they're going to get a lot more customers at this point and how viral it is right now. And I did see the post and there were a lot of people now it's really making me want to try out their cookies and stuff like that. So,
all right. So
hopefully nobody gets from there and then just plans to pay in the future.
True.
I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Shall we wapow to our next DT?
Wapow.
All right. You do this better than me. Can you do the Mimiya thing?
Mimiya. Yeah.
We're talking Mimiya, the superstar, the YouTube superstar.
Okay, okay. I wanna say this.
Of course, go.
I wanna tell the story.
Absolutely.
So Mimiya is actually going viral right now because of her dating advice. And it was from an interview. Somebody actually like, alam mo yung parang meron silang mga letters or I guess like from fans or whatever. There was this person, wait, let me just pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
There was this person that wrote to her na parang sinabi na, whoa, what am I supposed to do with an ex that owes me money? Tapos, ang advice niya, tama ba? Di ba?
Yeah,
yun.
Yes.
ang advice niya is, what do you call this? This is her advice. Let me just pull it up. Yan ang aking lesson learned. Never date someone na walang pera. She says that, dapat kasi stable ka muna sa sarili mo bago ka magdagdag ng tao sa buhay mo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, obviously, she also said that, una-una sa lahat, bakit naman kayo magjojowa ng walang pera? Diyan ka nagkamali, magjowa ng walang pera. And I think it got a lot of mixed, you know, reactions.
The word thrown around was mata pobre, or aka someone who looks down on others. And Mimia was obviously very saddened by the fact that people were saying that about her.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, we have to remember where she came from, too, right?
Yes. Yes.
She did not come from money. So
that's true. That's true. And at the same time, actually, she, you know, she had a follow up on that and said that I said what I said. Wag pong makipag-date sa taong walang pera. And then also added, hindi naman po ibig sabihin na magde-date kayo ng milyonaryo or ng bilyonaryo. Hindi ganun. Magde-date kayo ng someone na may drive. Magde-date kayo ng someone na dadalhin yung sarili, yung di mangungutang at aasa sa inyo. Yun lang po yun, period. And I feel like, for me, that's sound advice.
Yes.
And even if, and I feel like at one point we talked about this on air, like, you know, with co-hosts.
Yeah.
On the radio. I feel like having your standard or having a criteria that someone has money or someone is rich or someone can carry themselves isn't a bad thing. It's the same thing as, you know, having a criteria when dating someone, dapat guapo. You know, for me,
yeah.
Diba, dapat guapo or dapat may ganito. It's just a criteria, and I feel like people are just really iffy about the money, quote unquote. But if it's, you know, not up to your standards, if you really don't want to date them just because, I mean, because obviously pares kayong mahihirapan, you know.
I'll take that a step further. I mean, I think Mimia's advice was really sound. I think had she included that clarification in the original video,
in the first one,
or the original whatever she was responding to, it would have been made much clearer. But from that first thing that she said, I didn't take anything wrong from that at all. Like,
same.
I didn't say that's mata pobre. But I'll take it a step further. If you're a person that says, I won't date anyone who doesn't have a car, I think that's fine. You know what
same.
I mean? I think that is fine to me.
Like I said, I think it's the same thing as, you know, having other criteria or like other stuff na parang for you. It's a checklist if you want to date somebody.
Yeah. Or someone who doesn't own a home. Like, I get that if you want safety and security, that's something that you're looking for. Now, if you say, like, I don't want to date someone who doesn't have a Porsche, I still think that's okay. I mean, good luck. Good luck to you finding someone.
That's not a lot of people.
But if that is your baseline, then make it your baseline. You should not have an issue with that. I think the only issue would arise from if, like, I won't date somebody. But even then, you know, like, even religion, right? Like, some people are like, you should be open to all religions. If you only want to date someone who's Catholic or Christian or Muslim, like, who are we to say that that is bad advice?
Yeah.
You know, like, if it's really from a personal perspective.
I think people are maybe confused with taking this as, let's say, yun nga, parang kind of just like your criteria of dating someone compared to they might be confusing it as criticizing someone for not having money.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think, diba, na parang, because I don't think when you say that, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to date you because, you know, like, wala kang pera or something.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same as criticizing someone for not having money.
Yes.
Because if you do, don't. Ako, that's where I take offense. Na parang, oh, wala kang pera, dapat magtrabaho ka, tamad ka, or whatever. You know, those things people say. Yun, for me, yeah, that's where it becomes offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just saying na, well, hindi, diba?
And it's true, dude, it's really hard.
That's not what I want.
It's hard to be with, I mean, even if you don't liken it to a romantic career, dude, if you have friends that really don't have money, it can be a tough sometimes. Not from my personal life, because I don't really, you know, but like, I know people who are constantly asking for money, constantly nagpapalibre, constantly na they nagmay utang, tapos hindi ka binabayaran, like the original person that asked for advice. Dude, that is not a healthy thing, right?
It's
that is not a healthy
and
thing.
And it will really put a lot of pressure on your relationship. 100%. But here's the thing. Can I just ask something? And it might be a devil's advocate or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But Are we only saying this because we are in the position where we do have finances? Kasi if you imagine like you being literally, let's say, down in the dumps, sabihin natin, na wala ka talagang savings, wala kang anything, and then you hear this, maybe, I just want to understand that maybe that's where people are coming from when they say na mata pobre. Because, you know, having that kind of pressure in your life, mm-hmm. having that kind of problem in your life, it really does put a strain on you. And I feel like, yeah, maybe that's why people say mata pobre si Mimi. I'm not saying that she is.
To answer your question, wealth is a subjective thing, right? Mm. There are people that are happy in life not owning a car and not owning their own home, for example, but they're comfortable in life. I think it's really about your level of, can I give my best self to somebody? Despite, I mean, knowing my financial background or my financial scenario, because, you know, when people think poor, what does that actually mean? Does that mean you have no money in the bank account? There are a lot of people who are rich and stuff, and they're still sad and they want to make more money. And how can you focus on somebody if you're so focused on, you know, wanting to make more money? Or the other way, if you're poor, or whatever you want to describe that as, if you're not happy with your financial scenario, how can you, you know, kind of foster a healthy relationship, whether it's with family, with friends, or with a relationship? It doesn't work, man. And you know, I know a lot of people that maybe don't have the most money, but they are able to support themselves. They are able to support their family in a way that they see as, you know, it's happy and it's comfortable for them. Because you have to be comfortable in life, whatever that means to you, before you start doing anything. And I think that's, I hope that kind of answers the question. Now, since you and I, for example, we have a certain level of upbringing and a certain level of privilege, that's usually that's our baseline. Like, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to kind of, in a sense, downgrade from where we are, because we like where we are and we want to kind of keep it or even ascend from there. And it's different from different levels of wealth. Right?
Pero you know what? It kind of just made me think about what you just said. Na parang actually, yung sinabi ni Mimia is walang pera. Hindi naman niya sinabi na poor.
Yeah.
Sinabi niya yung walang pera. So for me, parang yung sinabi niya, it's clear. It's clear what she said. She's not judging anybody for, let's say, being poor or, you know what I mean?
You need money, bro. Like, you need money
in life. Like you said, for some people, they feel like they're poor even if they do have money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's very subjective. So I think clarification lang. Sinabi talaga ni Mimia is walang pera.
Yeah.
And I kind of, it made me understand the statement even more. But I mean, honestly for me, kasi ako yung, if I were to take that advice, my dating style kasi is more of like getting to know a person. So it's not like that's the first thing that I ask or that's the first thing that I notice. But in the kind of like, let's say the long run, pag nafe-feel ko na may ganong pressure, maybe that's where it comes into play.
Yeah.
But at first, I think, my dating style, parang for me, hindi yun nauuna. But it does come up.
It comes into play, especially like you said, long term, long game.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Looking ahead into the future.
At saka, you know what I also like about her statement, especially the clarification? She says that mag-date kayo ng someone na may drive. I think for me, even if let's say hindi ka talaga like super mayaman in the first place, but you do have a drive and I see it. Mm. Diba?
That's fine. That's fine. Kasi may balak kang, umasenso eh.
Yeah.
You're trying to chase, in this case, pera. I mean, when you have drive, you're trying to make life better for you. And usually that comes with more money. I mean, most times it does. I mean, I mean, of course you can relate it to other aspects, whether it may be in health or like your fitness or whatever. But when you have drive, I think when you have drive to do something more and better for yourself, you are trying to put yourself in a better position. And you can usually only do that with money, I would say, if you want to move forward in, you know, in terms of your wealth.
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, just getting into it even more, going deep even more, I'm also not opposed to lending money to a partner. Are you?
It depends. I mean, if you have... if they have a good track record. I mean, of course, sometimes you have to borrow money because sometimes you really like if they want to buy a house or something and you really are, maybe you're married, you have to share finances, for example. Like that's something that you have to talk about. But if it's a constant cycle of pahiram and then they don't pay you back, that's the issue, right? That's what Mimia was trying to get at. And that's what is like the kind of the gist of the issue is from the reader that that Mimia was kind of reading or answering is that the person that yung ex nga na may utang, it seemed to be a constant issue. And that's kind of what that's the issue that you have to delve into. You have to see if your partner is trustworthy and reliable. And if they're not, then there we go. Because, yes, I could, I've lent money. Like, I've lent money to friends, for example, who needed it because maybe there was a financial emergency. But I lent to them in good faith because I know in my heart that these are good people and they have got my back when I needed it. But there are some people that don't, that aren't. You just can't say that about them, right?
Yeah.
So that's my answer to your question. Yeah, definitely, if you can trust them.
Definitely, and especially on what stage you're dating on. Because, syempre, let's say if it's on the first date, medyo for me, no.
Yeah, you know, Kelly, can I borrow 100K, by the way?
Bro, can I just say, I did have a friend like that, and I did pair her up with another friend. That's super nahiya ako kasi when... So I had two friends, two separate friends that I kind of paired them up. I kind of like set them up on a date. Mm. They don't know each other beforehand. And then their first date, namutang yung isang friend. So the other friend went back to me and be like, why would you set me up with somebody like that? And I'm like, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Wow. I mean, for me, I could never imagine myself doing that kasi parang kapal na mukha ko.
Bro, I don't know. You know what? Honestly, ewan ko. Maybe, kasi ano na rin siya, like, maybe that's her reputation na kasi. Na parang, she does get money from a lot of people. But anyway, that's for a different day. True. That's a story for a different day. And let's move on to the next TV.
All right, let's wapow. Let's talk about Aura. Wapow. Aura naman. The hottest topic on social media and online and even in news publications this week. So we're talking about Aura. She had a video that went viral. Actually, several videos. The first one, when it first came out, there was no CCTV footage. So let's talk about that footage first, Rika G. So there was a video of Aura being kind of, I would say, even a right term is manhandled by the police. You could see that Aura was clearly upset and like was struggling. And the story from the initial videos was that Aura was arrested, and she was the only one that was arrested from a kerfuffle that happened in a bar in Makati. And the reason being, as known by the netizens at that time, was that Aura was defending her friend na hinipuan ng isang guy or two guys two guys at inside that bar. And there was a lot of people standing up for Aura and saying, like, why is she the one being arrested? What about the other guys? Why are they treating Aura the way that she was treated? And that was kind of the first half of this saga, in a sense, right? And then later on, maybe a day or two after, CCTV footage was released showing what happened inside the bar and the events that led to the, when Aura was actually outside of the bar being arrested already. And the CCTV shows Aura and her group of friends, along with the two guys that were being accused of sexually harassing one of Aura's friends. And they show where, and there's also a video with audio. The CCTV, because it has no audio, there's a video where it shows Aura and her friends saying to one of the guys, saying like, take your shirt off. And then after the guy takes his shirt off, Aura and the friends were like, take your pants off. Alisin mo yung pantalon. And I guess because the guy did not remove his pants, Aura got upset based on the footage and then started kind of nagwawala. Medyo nagwala na si Aura because of that.
Okay. I'm trying to like understand why Aura would be upset.
Yeah.
Kasi ba para ba siyang parang power play? Parang ganun? Na parang, di, tanggalin mo yung pantalon mo.
Maybe. And maybe parang may konting lasing na din because you can clearly tell in after footage, especially in the police precinct, that Aura is not sober, I would say. Like, it doesn't look like she's sober.
Okay.
And it just, those are the two sides of the story. So one is there's one side that says Aura was defending her friend and was, you know, attacking the guy or trying to, you know, get at the guy because she was trying to protect her friend. The other side is that she was upset that she didn't get what she wanted from, you know, take off the pants and like, parang medyo baka na nainis lang or napikon or nagalit and started attacking the guy.
Yeah, those are two different things.
Those are two different things. And there's a lot of the stories, like the person who, the girl who supposedly was harassed was not there anymore at the time of the CCTV footage, but posted later on saying like, Aura was defending me and whatnot. But if you watch the CCTV footage, they're kind of, you can see that they're kind of like joking around or messing around with the two guys in the video.
Okay.
But the girl's not there anymore. So it's kind of strange to me. So,
parang siyang, it got out of hand.
Maybe. But it's, kind of. But it's like, if your friend got sexually harassed, why would you be saying like, take your shirt off, take your pants off? That's the thing that I'm kind of focused on right now.
Confused, yeah.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder what the real story is. Obviously, we don't know. At this point in time, we don't know what exactly happened. But just looking at it, the incidents that happened could all be I mean, I feel like it all could have actually happened. And there's a lot of wrong on a lot of part. I mean, I think Aura was wrong for reacting the way that she did in terms of the take your pants off part and her friends. I think that was wrong, clearly wrong. The other aspect is if the guy did sexually harass the girl, that's also very wrong, right? The way the police handled Aura was also very wrong. And I think all those things can be isolated things that we can take from this and say, like, all of that shit that went down was not good. But we don't know the whole story. And it just makes you wonder, like, what could have been done to differently? I mean, have you seen all the footage that has been released?
I did. I did see all of the footage. And honestly, at this point, I feel like sobrang dami kasing elements of the story that, you know, people are taking. And I don't know where to focus on. Like, what is the biggest, like, what is the real issue behind it? But like you said, like, all of the, like, let's say, storylines are standalone.
Yeah.
Parang mapapa-question ka kasi na parang, okay, in the first place, there was a person who sexually harassed another person. Why aren't they in trouble? Why aren't they reprimanded? Why aren't they also arrested, first of all?
Yeah.
Pangalawa, like you said, na parang, yes, may mali si Aura, I guess, in a sense, na parang,
sexually harassing, you know, the, like, guys. If I mean, based on the video with audio, it seems clear that she and her friends were sexually harassing the two guys that were accused of groping her friend.
Gets ko. Kumbaga, parang binabalik nila. Parang
it
revenge.
It could have been. It might have been revenge. It looked like, in the video, it looked like nagkukulitan lang sila eh. So I don't know what the real story. We don't know. We won't. I don't know if we'll ever find out the truth.
Kasi if the whole issue why Aura was arrested was because of, ano nga ba yun? Yung parang charges sa kanya?
Parang disorderly conduct.
Oh, disorderly conduct and stuff like that. Mm.
Which also could, I mean, that's also a valid thing to be, I think the way that she was acting was disorderly.
Yeah. Ito. So, the actress has been arrested for physical injuries, alarms and scandal, disobedience to person in authority, and direct assault. And I feel like if those are the reasons why she was arrested, then okay. But if there were another reason, and which I think it kind of showed in the future interviews with the police and videos, na parang they may be kind of like discriminating against her.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what,
like,
I mean?
And that's the thing. They can all stand alone. The way Aura acted towards the police was excessive. But the way the police handled Aura was also excessive. Like, those
excessive,
are two things
exactly.
that they can stand alone and still live with each other in terms of the timeline. Like,
no, but
everything
the thing
was
is,
handled
don't,
wrong.
Don't you think that, kumbaga, those two things are also connected? Na parang the reason why Aura was being excessive is because, oh, bakit may police? And then the police acted that way is because Aura was being excessive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So definitely.
Maybe.
Like, those things existed in the same timeline. and are valid.
But it seems like there is some sort of discrimination when it comes to her. Obviously, she is part of the LGBTQ plus community. Mm-hmm. And I do remember coming across this one interview of the police chief, Makati police chief,
with Tulfo,
saying
no?
That
with Tulfo.
With Tulfo asking why Aura would do that. And the police chief said that, well, because she's gay. Gusto niya makakita ng magandang katawan. And
yeah.
Tulfo kind of like stopped that statement right away.
He shut it down quick. And he's right to so. Because the Makati chief clearly showed discriminatory, made discriminatory remarks. Because that's not true. That's definitely
and
not true.
And for me, that doesn't make a good case for them.
No, not at all.
Obviously, now this is all tainted with, well, I mean, alam naman natin lahat na, you know, there is a lot of like homophobic discrimination and everything in the police force.
Toxic
masculinity. Now it's clearly showing.
Yeah.
Diba?
No, I completely agree with you on that. It says like the police were wrong for discriminating against LGBTQ, like especially if that's the mindset of the Makati chief. 100%. That's true. And there should be some sort of action taken against them as well. Like I think that no one is really innocent in this case. All of them, from Aura to the police, and even I'm still reserving statements on the guys because we don't really know what happened, right? If they really sexually assaulted her friend, 100%, they deserve to be reprimanded
Pero,
for that as well.
For me, why is it so hard for I guess as a society or like for people to believe when a person says I was sexually harassed?
Yeah, because
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get that.
But why is it so hard? Because like for me, maybe I'm just making this too personal or like it touches a nerve in me na parang how come when it comes to that issue, it's always, well, hindi pa natin alam, hindi pa natin alam. When in fact, you know, the person already said that I was sexually harassed and Aura was, you know, defending me.
Yeah.
It's just, like you said, this again is another standalone issue. Mm-hmm. And if we were going to get into this, we have seen it time and time again. It is always the person accusing of sexual harassment is never believed.
Yeah.
Laging sila yung, well, titignan pa natin, do you have any proof and stuff like that? And then the assaulter gets away with it.
Mm.
It is just so like mind-boggling for me that's how we are as a society, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree in the sense that you know you should believe the words that are being spoken. But I'm also a firm believer in, if possible, because I know it's not possible all the time, to get evidence with that to support that. I think that's very important as well. I think you would agree with me as well. Like if possible, get supporting evidence for that. And unfortunately, parang wala eh, di ba wala sa CCTV.
No, bro. If you do know, like it is the hardest case to defend. It is the hardest thing to prove because what are you, like, what is there to prove? Kasi nga, you know what I mean? It's an incident that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, na parang, for me, I mean, like, I'm not saying na parang, hindi paniwalaan nyo or like, hindi, ginawa talaga nila yan. You know, I don't know the person who got sexually assaulted. It's just that for me, like, in this society, in the everyday world, yan talaga yung nangyayari. Mm-hmm. And it happens in the smallest scale to the most extreme cases.
Yeah.
It happens just like that. And I mean, if yan yung case mo, how are you supposed to prove that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Diba?
True.
That's always what people say kasi na parang, oh, where's the proof?
Yeah.
But I mean, we're in 2023. Dapat alam mo na, how are you supposed to prove that? Mm-hmm. And it's just so scarring for a lot of people who are victims of sexual assault. And kaya nga, we also speak against people who report false accusations and false incidents of sexual assault because it does not help anybody.
Yeah, it waters down the whole thing. Like,
yeah, and it doesn't even help that actual person who reports like a fault, a false report. Because what if it happens to you in the future? And hopefully it doesn't, but what if it happens to you and nobody believes you?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing ever. And I just honestly, when I hear that, I really feel for the person who got sexually assaulted, because for you, anong gagawin mo? You are stunned ka talaga pag when people say, "Oh, so where's your proof?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that, and I feel like there's also, and I'm not making an excuse for Aura's actions, but I feel like that's also why a lot of people go down that road na parang de-defend ko na lang ngayon instead of going to the police.
Yeah.
De-defend ko na lang ngayon, aawayin ko na lang siya, because I have been on that road. I have been outside the club because, you know, somebody felt me up and sinabihan ko sila right away, but I've been in that situation, and sometimes yeah, you do go down that road. But like I said, I'm not making up excuses na, oh, yan dapat yung gawin mo. But I feel like there is a reason why people tend to do that and defend themselves right away, is because if you do go down the road of maybe reporting it to the police and you know, going to the authorities, most of the time you are not believed. Most of the time, ikaw pa yung masama. You know?
Yes. What do you think of the, if you don't mind me asking, the witch hunt that occurred before the CCTV footage and the other footage emerged? Because there was a whole hashtag, we stand with Aura, or I stand with Aura, something like that. And a bunch of influencers and everyone, you know, her friends and whatnot, and people that were passionate about, you know, this kind of issue, especially sexual assault, were all on this, you know, witch hunt of, these are the guys, like, let's name them, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Because I remember I think it was a year or two ago, when did the Christine DeSera case happen? We talked about it on the podcast. And
oh, gosh.
Everyone was blaming, but she was with her friends, and everyone was like, there was like an online manhunt for these people. And it turned out that these people were innocent. But the damage was already done for the most part, in terms of like, they were labeling these guys as killers. And then when the evidence finally came out, then boom, like, we've already ruined, or at least we've doxed these people. The term online is doxing, right? Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, doxing is kind of like where you reveal personal information, where people live, their full name, maybe even their families. So people were doxing the two guys that were accused of the sexual harassment towards Aura's friend. And then after the CCTV footage came out, where it showed the other side of things, a lot of these people that were, you know, I stand with Aura, were silent. And I think that's something that needs to be talked about. I feel like, first, what are your thoughts on the online manhunt, the digital manhunt that happened right before everything was released?
It's so complicated for me. Kasi nga, like I said, the ideal way is to go to the authorities.
Yes.
That is the ideal way to do it.
But when the authorities don't have your back, right? It's hard as
but
well.
But when the tables are turned already towards you, na parang ikaw na yung masama. Sometimes people do tend to go do that, na parang magkaroon nga ng manhunt.
Yeah.
Na parang everybody who's got my back, let's go, let's do this. But yun kaya mapapaisip ka na parang, is that the proper way to do it?
But with the additional quote-unquote footage or evidence, whatever you want to call it, that came out, do you think, what I think that people should be more open to in terms of this, like, I understand being angry, and the way, of course, the video showed the way Aura was treated was not right. And I think you can be angry at that. But when more stuff like comes out that maybe is, in this case, the second set of evidence was kind of damning to Aura, right, I would say. There should be also that you should be able to also call that out. You can't just call, you know, and I've noticed that from a lot of people who were with I Stand With Aura, they were silent after the other footage came out. And for me, that's a little bit of a pick and choose kind of battle, which I think is not right. Like, you can definitely be upset at the way Aura was treated. But when there's more footage that reveals that maybe your friend, if their friend was Aura, was also in the wrong, you also have to call them out. I mean, not necessarily online, but if you're doing this online, you also have to acknowledge that there's things that they did wrong. And how come you're not putting that out into the world? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not telling them what to do with their social media account or whatnot. But you have to be open to understanding that your stance can change. And if you, gets if it does, yung, right? You know what I mean? Like, if it does
gets
change.
Gets ko yung sinasabi mo yeah. na parang ngayon na nagmumukha na na mali si Aura.
Yeah, wala.
How come they're not saying anything?
Tahimik.
Right.
Right? And it just goes to show that there's different angles to things that if you speak right away mm-hmm. and things change, you have to be ready to answer the hard questions mm-hmm. that are going to be thrown at you. Because I see these people, they did their I Stand With Aura post. And then there's people in the comments saying, what do you have to say about the CCTV footage that's been released today? And they don't reply.
Right.
I feel like at that point, you have to also acknowledge and reply because you've already taken a stand. But I think people are looking for, you know, the people that are asking these questions, like, what do you think of this new evidence? And not getting an answer. It's also a pretty difficult. I mean, it's also a bad thing. Like you're not able to acknowledge that your perspective maybe can and should change at that point.
Right.
Right.
But you know what? I guess it's just also maybe scary for some people. Na parang if they do acknowledge that Aura is wrong, people might see that okay lang yung ginawa kay Aura.
Yeah, I see that as well.
Like you said, like we've been saying, those are very different things, how she was handled mm-hmm. and what she did and what the police are saying about her after she got arrested.
Yeah.
Those are all different things na parang baka kasi when, alam mo yung nakakatakot na if you admit that you are wrong, baka isipin ng mga tao na, eh di, deserve mo naman pala to get treated that way.
Yeah,
and
that.
You know, all these homophobes saying all these things towards mm-hmm. you. Na, you know, because yun talaga, yun yung nakakatakot, diba?
That's a good point that you brought up. Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I actually didn't even think about that. Yeah, you're right. Like it might water down the actual bad stuff that did happen to Aura. Mm-hmm. And people will justify that as like, tingnan mo, mali ka naman. When in the reality, as we've been talking about in this whole TT, is that these things are standalone things that, you know, the issues that happen from each party are things that we have to call out. But how can we do that if you can't be like one side is right and one is wrong? Both can be wrong. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when, like you said, if we say that, oh, this person was wrong, that means that this person's not. It doesn't happen like that. But
yeah,
and I get that now. Yeah, that's true, man. That's a good point that you brought up. Damn, I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be discussed about
and
this
analyzed
issue.
For and real.
And analyzed. Yeah, it's just that, you know what, for me lang talaga, it does. For me, it's just so dangerous that also that this happened because it sets out a message na, you know, maybe people, members of the, you know, like LGBTQ+ community aren't actually safe, aren't safe to, you know, go out there and express who they are and express their anger and express, you know, whatever feelings that they have in public because this might happen.
Yeah.
Secondly, for people who are victims of sexual assault, either in public or in private or whatever, it again sets out a dangerous message na parang, oh, you know, when you do act on it.
Yeah, and the way the police
to defend
see
yourself,
things and the way the police handle things also sets a dangerous precedent for
exactly
things.
na parang oh, you're just gonna get in trouble for that. Oh gosh, that is the most dangerous thing.
For real.
I feel
it
like.
It makes you wonder where to place your trust, if you can even place your trust in anything,
mm-hmm.
right? When these kinds of things go down. So, man, it's a really, like, that was a really, like, difficult TT to kind of dissect. I mean, we can't even really dissect. I mean, just to, like, but I think that, I feel like we did a good job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we've kind of been able to lay it out and make people not decide, but make people understand the issues that were at play. And also to understand that, yun nga, that it's not everything, like everything can't just be one side or the other. There's layers to it, you know?
Just an update about that. I believe she was released.
On bail, yes.
Already mm-hmm. on bail. 6,000 pesos bail. And there was also an article released that they were just fact checking that Vice Ganda did not actually spend 3 million pesos for her bail. It's just 6,000 pesos. And I don't know who paid for it, actually.
I mean, I'm sure Aura could probably pay that herself. And I mean,
herself, yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, I know that it was a lot to digest. But is there any more final thoughts on this TT Rika G?
I don't know. I think we've said everything we needed.
Right? Yeah.
And that's in my brain right now.
Yeah, I think
if
so
there were any updates, I guess we can talk about it again in the future because it is an important issue. A lot of it, actually.
I think so too. All right. Shall we wapow to our final thing?
Wapow.
All right. So we haven't done this in a while, even though we've promised it multiple times, but we're doing it for real. Time to do some.
Odd.
Diba? Where we talk about odd stuff that happened. And this one is actually set in the Philippines. So we thought, like, you know, we really should talk about it because it went viral online. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago where a bunch of cash was raining down on a Philippine highway as if their dreams came true. It happened along Cebu South Coastal Road.
And oh my gosh.
The reason for this money was not because of any sort of omnipotent power, but because of a courier. He was remitting payments for businesses at a property in the area. And he stashed all the money that he was supposed to be remitting into his backpack, and then he rode off.
Bro, why would you?
That's what I'm saying. Why?
That is so weird. That is so strange to me that you would put 4 million pesos in a raggedy backpack.
Where the zipper broke.
In a normal backpack.
Yeah.
Where the zipper broke. And I'm just so confused why this all happened.
Yeah.
And, well, okay, here's the thing. Here's actually the issue, or maybe the question that I want to ask. Would you, because obviously when that happened, a lot of people went to the bridge and picked up the money and then, you know, left with money.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation when you see cash just flying around?
Yeah, man.
Dude.
Okay, I was talking about that with Marissa yesterday. But just to finalize the story, so the writer tried to like pick up the cash after he was informed by a good Samaritan saying like he didn't even notice, right? Someone said, "Hey, look, there's money flying out your bag." Just an update on that. A lot of people did also return the money. He was able to recover around 2 of the 4 million pesos, which means there's still 2 million pesos around. And I'm going to go on a whim and say he's probably not going to get, he's not going to get all of it. Right. And now that brings up your question. If I saw money raining down and it was on the street, I didn't know where it was coming from, and I picked it up, would I probably take it? I don't know. I think so. I think, but if I see somebody scampering around looking like he's about to cry and saying, "Oh my God, I need this money," I would probably give it back, right? I would give it back. It's a tough question to answer because, okay, so for me, you know, we were discussing yesterday, if I found a bag, right, it was just left somewhere and there's millions in there, I would be afraid. But if there's money raining down on the highway, it feels like there's no, I mean, pardon the pun, but there's no money trail, right? Like, so at that point, you're not afraid to keep it.
Pero they were saying that there are some CCTV footage of people getting money and, you know, they might get, you know, in trouble if they don't bring the money back. But how sure are you that you're in that
CCTV? Bolin, bro. I feel like at that point,
ako din eh, yun din yung naisip ko eh. You know, actually, there is another storyline when it comes to this because there was a security guard along the Cebu Highway that actually kind of like reprimanded people and helped help get all of the cash and everything. But it was so strange because instead of commending this security guard, he was actually given like a notice of termination.
What? For what?
Yeah, it's so weird.
For helping?
He did not say.
That's messed up.
So the security guard in the Cebu Cordova Link Expressway says that, what do you call this? He was about to receive a letter of termination. And before that, he was suspended for 5 days. And I don't know why. Is it because he left his post?
I don't know.
Alam mo yung mga naiisip ko na yun na parang, ano kaya meron?
The only one that should be fired is the courier. And I mean, I feel bad for him, but that's so irresponsible, friend. I mean,
It is irresponsible.
In that point in time, if you have that much money, not only should you get a backpack, you should get a backpack for the backpack. You know, like you should have some sort of other layer of protection for it. I mean, kung is that normal ba yun na you transport 4 million in a backpack? Parang weird.
Bro, 50,000 in my secure, you know, backpack is just, for me, kinakabahan na ako.
I have my hand on my bag all the time. If I ever have had that much.
If that happened.
Dude, my hand is on my bag.
Actually ako, honestly ako, yung amount na kakabahan ako is TBH 10K.
Okay, yeah.
As in, 10K pa lang kakabahan na ako eh. Nalaki na yun. Bro, 4 million pesos.
But if you watch the video, grabe no, it's so like, I mean, I know it's a bad, I mean, I feel sorry for who it happened to, but that it's crazy. It looks like something out of a dream. Like, if you
know
you watch
what? Can I just say, just to add all the craziness of this, is it possible to fit 4 million pesos in 1,000 peso bills?
Never held that in much a backpack. In my hand.
The dude, sa akin lang, I want anybody who's a mathematician.
4 million divided by 1,000. Kasi hindi lang siya 1,000 bills eh. May mga 20s din eh. So it's not like...
O kaya nga eh, na parang ako, naisip ko, baka hindi siya 4 million.
Maybe. Kasi it's 4,000 1,000 peso bills, which is... Feel ko kasha naman sa backpacking 4,000
really?
Na 1,000 peso bills. Makapal yun ah. That's big. But I've seen stacks ng mga, I think 100K, di ba? 100K sa bangko na nakabalot. So you need what? Like, what is that?
Maybe
40 of those?
40 of those, yeah.
Kasha. Depende kung, kasha. I mean, unless it's a small
also,
satchel bag. Kasha yun.
At saka, it's so strange that it's just loosely packed.
Yeah.
It's not even packed in like
hindi siya
plastic,
bundles, no?
Newspaper, hindi siya bundles. Talaga like straight from the cash register.
I know, man. I mean,
sobrang daming questions that arises from this. Yeah. Na parang, oh.
Yeah, to me, the biggest thing, the biggest question is that a normal thing? Like, are there people on EDSA na may dalang 4 million? Like, does that happen? Because I've never seen that before. Normally, naka-armored truck yung mga ganun ka, ano eh. Diba? Like
yeah.
That kind of money. Or at least nakakotse. Man, like to carry it on your... Like I would put my backpack in front, if anything, right? If I was on a motorcycle, that's what I would do. I would put the backpack in front.
I mean, I would not even go on a motorcycle. If gustong-gusto mo talaga mag-motorcycle, I would rent a freaking truck para nasa loob ako.
Grabe.
Grabe.
Man. Like, I feel for... Well, now that you brought up that extra info,
really...
I feel for the guard. Like, why?
We yeah. Have
to, I feel like that has something... That something. Someone has to look into that and write that situation.
I really want to know the side of the driver, of the courier. Kung
yeah.
Ano yung thought process niya.
Dude, his blood probably went out of his skin, bro. Like, his face was probably...
Oh, wow.
What I was saying earlier, like, there's a sense of hope that there are people that were... giving the money back. I mean, that's really,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you're probably a better man than me. I'm just saying. I mean, but I probably, at that point, if I was on the bridge, but if I was on the bridge and I saw the guy looking, I would probably help him too. Like, I'm not saying I'm a completely nefarious person. Like, I think I would have helped him. But someone there who's probably helping, I'm guessing they put $1,000 in their pocket, you know? Service
true.
Fee. The bus service fee. I helped you pick it up, man. Dami mo naman pera. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's a bad thing to say. But I feel like you have to look into yourself and say how good of a Samaritan you are. That if you found thousands lying on the floor, you wouldn't take some. You wouldn't be tempted at least to take some. I think that I feel like you'd be lying.
Yeah, if you were in that, tsaka you were in the middle of like a highway.
Yeah,
you would think na parang,
you know, you do that little like, you reach over and you just slowly slide it in, and then you're like, okay, now let me help the guy. Oh man, kawawa in to the guy. I genuinely feel bad for it. Like I don't know, and you know, I mean, maybe this is more of a speculation. But if you have that much cash, I don't know, and this is just completely, from all the crime movies that I watch, how clean is that cash, man? How clean is that cash? Because it's not normal, I think, to carry that much money. So whoever owns that cash is pissed. Whoever wherever the money was supposed to go is definitely upset.
Sobrang sakit na lang yan if like people say you charge it to experience 4 million
yeah,
pesos for experience.
Because if it was legit money, baka my insurance policy or something. But if it's not clean money, this is of course pure speculation. This is just me going wild, crazy thoughts. There's someone's gonna get in trouble, man. There's something bad. Some bad stuff is going on behind the scenes, if that's the case. Because I can't imagine it going any other way. Wow, man. 4 million, bro.
Bro,
sakit.
It's not something that I would want. I don't want to be in that position.
Anyway,
oh, gosh.
Any more thoughts on this odd diva?
Anyway, that's
before we wrap
it, man.
Up? Yeah, one of our longer podcasts, man.
I know.
It was a lot of deep TTs that we had to delve into today. But yeah, thank you to everyone who listened. Oh, any call to actions? Oh, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify if you enjoyed the podcast, if you like it. And we have a lot of people that message us from different countries saying, hey, we listen to you. So thank you to everyone out there.
Aw, you guys.
Please share with your friends, because for us, that's really the biggest thing. And Rika and I had a meeting, an informal meeting. We hijacked the Google Meets
the
original meeting, and we discussed some stuff. So in the future, within this year, definitely. I think we have to put it on record just so that we commit to it. This year, we're going to do a lot of new things with the Halala Show, but still retain the original, you know, heart and soul that you all love, that I would say that you all love, hopefully.
For sure. Don't forget to follow us everywhere at the Halala Show, except on Instagram. It's at Halala Show. And please email us anything you want to email us. It's thehalalashow@gmail.com. I'm always excited to get emails.
Yeah.
Maybe we haven't just checked our email.
Maybe. I don't know how we got spam email. I never sign up the Halala Show for any sketchy website. I usually use my old Gmail from like elementary. That's what I use to sign up for all these sketchy sites.
Right.
And I've never used Halala. It's so weird. I don't know how they get to us.
I don't know too, but can I just say, there's this new app that's been going around that I just signed up to.
All right.
Wala lang, I'm weird.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Threads, and it's powered by Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Bagong,
what is it?
Kalaban nila is ni it Twitter.
Okay, so it's like a Twitter of Instagram.
Yeah,
okay,
pretty much.
All right.
So we'll see.
Anyway, go follow us all over there and write us an email. And if you guys are into just random vlogs, check out our YouTube shorts. It's Arc Climbs on YouTube.
Yeah. And if you want to hear about my existential crisis during my hosting in depth, go listen to my solo podcast, Tevez of the Best, also on Spotify. Yeah, that's it. Shall we extra song, Rika G? I love the show.
Bye.
Later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.